I don't guess there's a moderator for this meeting. But I'm Katie Birch. I work for UGA Extension in Jenkins County. That's about an hour and a half west of Savannah. For those of you that don't know where Jenkins County is. And today I'm going to be talking to you about evaluating the effect of aldecarb for prevention of deer browsing on seedling cotton. When I did this research, I was in Burke County, which is just north of Jenkins County. I worked with the former Jenkins County agent, Jason Mallard, who is now in Screven County, and the former UGA Extension East agronomist, Mark Freeman. So in East Georgia, browsing for deer cotton, or for deer browsing on cotton is a major problem. When I started in Extension in 2016, one of the first farmers that I had the opportunity to work with expressed grave concern for deer pressure in all of his fields, and to go out and look at it, it was unreal at the deer pressure that he was having. And then I worked with the Jenkins County agent with one of his farmers who was also having similar issues. Evidence from region seed salesmen show that majority of cotton replanted in 2018 was due to losses from deer browsing. Yield losses from intense repeated foraging from deer have been documented in excess of 500 pounds. And farmers who are using aldecarb specifically for deer browsing at $7 a pound and five pounds an acre, that's $35 to use a product that may not necessarily be successful. This was a side study that was hosted at the experiment station in Midville in Burke County for simulated deer browsing. The cotton seedlings were cut above the cotyledons to simulate deer damage. The treatments were done at 0, 25, 50, 75, and 100%. And then the simulation was repeated at 25, 50, and 75%. And you can see here that there was a nearly 500 pounds in loss of yield. So the objective of our study was determining whether aldecarb in cotton as an inferred treatment reduced the incidence of deer damage on seedling cotton. We had three locations in Burke and Jenkins County, and in Burke County again in 2019. The plots were arranged in a checkered board pattern to have the treatments at equal distance from the tree line. Burke County's plots were 6 rows by 100 foot, and the Jenkins County plots were 4 rows by 100 foot. Plots were observed were treated with aldecarb at 5 pounds an acre and also left untreated. After emergence, plots were evaluated starting at the one leaf stage, and we counted damage weekly for 4 weeks after planting. We took our data from the two center rows of every plot. We counted every plant and also every damaged plant. Treatments did not significantly differ. There were no significant two-way or three-way interactions for treatment by visit by location. This is just a summary of all locations and collection dates. As you can see, there is no significant difference. There is a slight difference in the aldecarb treatments versus the untreated, but again, statistically, there's no difference. This just shows the deer damage by location. You have Burke County in 2019, Burke County in 17, and Jenkins in 17. Jenkins County shows a more of a significant difference in deer damage than the Burke County locations, but again, there was no significant statistical difference. This is deer damage by date. As the trial progressed, the damage increased, but again, no significant statistical differences. In summary, we found that the in-furrow application of aldecarb in cotton did not reduce the incidence of deer browsing on seedling cotton. And I'd like to acknowledge Mark Freeman, the former East Georgia agronomist, Jason Mallard, the Screven County agent, and Gaines Story, the farmer that we worked with in Burke County, and Don Burke, our farmer in Jenkins County. Any questions? Awesome.